Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to. But you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
We're in studio. Yancey, Chuck, and OG Darb here as we get ready to finish up October with the program, get you ready for the final games left on the schedule, South Carolina, the Citadel, Florida, and Mississippi State in the month of November. 34-26 Rebels at number 11, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Fantastic win.
Hey, by the way, did they announce when the Florida game's going to be? What time?
It's 6 o'clock for South Carolina, noon for the Citadel, and it's still a flex, and you
still
won't
flex.
Know until the Sunday or late Saturday night on the 8th.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that's a 6 o'clock game as well.
And then you got Mississippi State at 11 a.m. on Friday.
Yep. And it's noon for Citadel, not 11?
Yep. Okay. Noon for Citadel, 6 for the game this week against South Carolina. Speaking of, we will have a representative from South Carolina join us on the program in the next segment, as we will get Harry Harrison in the second half of the program, but Will Gunter will be with us to talk about the Gamecocks, who gave Alabama a little scare in Columbia. But let's go to that bounce back from Athens, Georgia to Norman, Oklahoma. And I know you can't take away a 76-yard pass and a 65-yard run, but that's 141 of the yardage that Oklahoma got. You had the running
back. And a 55-yard
pass.
Stuck.
You had him stuck at the line of scrimmage, and he bounced out. Just I think a tremendous job defensively of bouncing back from one game to the next.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, he got stops, had minus yardage tackles, they got a turnover on special teams. But still, I mean, yeah, Prince Will Umanamelon, who I was criticizing roundly last week, had a breakout game as far as I was concerned, a tackle on a safety, another sack, I think, and was disruptive all day. I thought it was just a really good defensive plan and really good defensive execution.
Yeah, Eccles, he was, I mean, just
Eccles
totally
great.
Totally dominated that first half especially, and they were the difference. I had a gut feeling that the defense was going to look totally different. I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to jinx them. But after looking that bad against Georgia, I knew they were going to be coming out with something to prove. And they did. You know, there were a couple busts on those three plays. I believe that accounted for 65% of their yards, those three plays.
Yep, that's going to happen.
They played lights out. You know, the game could have been even more than it was. Kind of like the LSU game. They controlled it. They got, you know, the momentum went against them there at the end of the third quarter. And to answer back like they did just speaks volumes.
We've been, obviously we're not distracted by the Lane Kiffin to wherever talk all week. And that's a credit to the coaching staff and the players.
Got text messages, including something along those lines. If you want to get in at 426-1093, and then injuries, different things that we'll look out throughout. First South Farm Credit offers specialized financing structured for all types of land loans. If you're looking to refinance a large tract, if you're wanting to purchase land, whether it's for recreational or investing for the future, First South Farm Credit can help. Here's what you need to do, firstsouthfarmcredit.com. And the rest of the opening segment, we'll find some thoughts from Yancey, five of them brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham. He currently operates 9 in the states of Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, the first thought of the day was just kind of iterated just then. I thought the play from Ole Miss's defensive line was the difference in the game. Princewell and Eccles were just dominant, while Franklin and Harris weren't far behind. Princewell is the wild card for this defense, in my opinion. When he's on like he was against LSU in Florida, this defense goes to another level. Thought number two, speaking of the defensive line, it's time to make Ole Miss defensive line coach Randall Jordan one of the top paid defensive line coaches in the country. His contract is up for renewal, as I understand it, after the end of the season. Let's make sure we keep him. He's irreplaceable. He's an elite recruiter that develops his players as well as anyone in the country. On top of that, he's probably the most liked person inside the IPF. Joyner makes the wheel go round and round, as the old saying goes. Thought number three, the imagination of the Ole Miss's offensive play calling and schematics is as good, if not better, than any staff in the country. This offense is as well coached as any in college football. Thought number four, I would be amiss if I didn't talk about the big uglies on offense. They are allowing the fourth fewest pressures in college football and just good enough in the run blocking department to give Ole Miss the balance they didn't have last season. And the last thought of the day, if Ole Miss finishes off the playoff run this season, we'll look back at the win against Oklahoma as the biggest win in Ole Miss's modern-day history. It will be remembered as the game that finally got Ole Miss over the hump.
Got the win on Saturday at South Carolina. We think about now, and we will talk to a member of the media from the state of South Carolina. Will Gunter comes up on the show next.
Do you really want to know what Sue did? She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She pulled my shoes off. That's what she did to me. She put my shoes off.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Welcome to the bundle event. Entering now are undisputed tag team champions, the mid-size SUV and the mid-century modern. Together with a State Farm agent, this auto and home duo are a powerful force of savings, service, and customizable coverage. Now, let's get ready to bundle.
Visit the State Farm office of Romero Miller at 7164 Hacks Cross Road in Olive Branch or online romeromiller.com or by calling the office at 662-893-1212. Like a good neighbor, Romero Miller is there.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Well, this portion of the show, my friends, is brought to us by the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. The Farese Group, 20 years of experience, proven track record, to help retirees invest and not outlive those savings during the retirement. If you're in need, here's what you do. Call the office at 601-607-4141. That's 601-607-4141. Here's the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Will Gunter's co-host of the halftime show on 107.5 The Game in Columbia, South Carolina. 100.5 The Game in Florence. And other things, I'm sure, that you do, Will. That's just a couple of things along the way. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to hear from you, man. Happy Monday night for y'all. Hope y'all are doing well down in your portion of the country and everything is good and everybody's getting ready for what should be a really fun weekend, especially with Halloween on Friday night. Hope you got your costume picked out.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going as Frank Beamer.
Depending on how the game goes, if you're dressed like that Saturday, they may send you home on Saturday. Yeah.
Will, tell me I'm wrong now. I've only watched pieces of South Carolina games, but good Lord, somebody give Sellers some help. The offensive line looks very porous to me.
It has been. I know around here people they made a change 2 weeks ago. They fired the offensive line coach, Lonnie Teasley, who essentially had run the offensive line since Shane's first year. It's kind of a bit of a backstory. Shane initially hired Greg Atkins, who had been around the league for a long time. Greg had some health issues very late in the season back in 2021, and Lonnie Teasley was kind of his offensive analyst assistant that helped him, and Teasley stepped in, and it was at the end of 2021. Greg Atkins couldn't continue due to health issues, so they named Teasley the offensive line coach. So he was that for 22, 23, and 24. And you're right, and South Carolina's recruited the best I've ever seen them on the offensive line. I mean, you're talking about an offensive line that's got a five-star left tackle that's currently playing like a I won't say it, but he's not playing good. Let's just go with that. Two four-star guards, and right now Tree Babalade was a four-star right tackle. They've got a five-star committed next year in Darius Gray out of Virginia that they beat LSU out on. There's some other four-star players there in the depth chart. I mean, you know, if you go by rankings, and I used to work for 24/7 Sports and ESPN and do rankings. If you go by those, they should not have been having the issues or even close to what they've been having.
He's been running for his life, hasn't he?
Yeah, essentially, and. Again, they made a change. Sean Elliott, who was the offensive line coach under Steve Spurrier, never left Columbia. Went to took the Georgia State job, but he never moved his family. He was actually commuting essentially back and forth during the week between here and Atlanta, even when he was the head coach over there. And he left there 2 years ago and came home last year. He took over the job, and I'll be honest, in 2 weeks. We have seen improvement. Even this past week, it wasn't perfect by any stretch, but it was definitely a step in the right direction. It kind of goes to show you what, I hate to say it like this, but competent coaching can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Will, one question. South Carolina had been struggling the few weeks before this past weekend against Bama and then picked up their level play about three notches. What was the difference to you in your eyes that they were able to pick up their level of play, and can they sustain that coming off of that crushing defeat coming up this Saturday?
Well, I think they've been listen, you can't – I said this all week last week. You looked at what Alabama had just gone through, and that gauntlet that was from Georgia – what was it? It was Georgia, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Tennessee, four straight ranked teams. And, you know, that's the thing of playing in the SEC. And I've already said this about Mississippi, and you look at what now the Rebels are playing. Obviously, the game's in Oxford this week, and it's at night, a little bit different. But Alabama coming to Columbia, they had just played those four teams. You know, you look at a 3-4 South Carolina team that, as you guys pointed out, is struggling. That was a long stretch. Alabama didn't play a great game, and while South Carolina certainly played better, I don't know if you can say they played just above what they've been playing. The biggest difference was the offensive play calling was dramatically different. The defense for South Carolina has played well. Remember, they led Missouri by two going into the fourth quarter. They were down 10. They were really down 7 to Oklahoma in an ugly game midway through the third quarter and gave up a field goal to go down 17-7. And the way the offense has been playing, 10 points really felt like about 4 touchdowns. So they've kind of been in games. The defense has played really, really well. It's the offense that has been, and y'all mentioned the offensive line, but the play calling has been beyond vanilla. It has been, there's no imagination to it whatsoever. It's been awful. It hasn't helped the Little North Sellers. And this past weekend, you actually saw them kind of bear down on a couple, on certain plays. They, you know, listen, around here, y'all have no concept of offense because Lane Kiffin's dialing up all kinds of stuff, does all kind of fun, crazy stuff, creative stuff. Over here, they ran the same play 3 different ways. We were falling out of our seat wondering what got into them. Did they read a book last week? Or, you know, it was not what we had been accustomed to with Mike Shula for the first 7 games. And that's, people around here are livid. You're wasting Lenore Sellers. There's actually, the wide receiving group's actually a pretty good group. You know, you got decent tight ends. It's not this group talent-wise that's taking the field just way behind everybody, you know, each week. They were maybe the more talented team than Vanderbilt and got blown out. They were as talented, not as talented, but they weren't too far behind LSU and weren't really in that game. Oklahoma, the offense has been just as pathetic as I've ever seen it. And Lou Holtz's first year in 1999, I think South Carolina played Mississippi that year. I think we started our 5th quarterback. Y'all came up here, and we started a kid that was a freshman wide receiver, and they put him at quarterback that week, and Mississippi blew him out that game. And that was one of the worst offenses I'd ever seen. And South Carolina's offense is rivaling that. And that year, South Carolina went through 5 quarterbacks because the starter got injured. It's been bad. And last week, there was more creative play calling. Again, they still only put up 22 points, but that is a season high in offensive points. Offensively, they scored 38 against against South Carolina State. There was 2 punt returns for a touchdown and a defensive score. They scored 21 points against South Carolina State defensively. So Saturday was actually 22 points was the high-level mark for the offense in terms of points in a game this year.
What we're running up against a break real quick, but give me your 60-second version. If South Carolina is to win the game Saturday against Ole Miss, what has to happen? And on the other side, if Ole Miss is going to win the game Saturday, what has to happen?
Ole Miss has got to come out for South Carolina to win, in my opinion. Ole Miss has to be a little flat. They've got to be a little worn down. They got to be looking past this game. I can't remember the game after this one, but they got to be looking a little past this game. Lane's still got to be upset at Brent Venables. And then South Carolina's got to continue to improve. The offensive line has to take another step forward. The play calling has to be a little bit better. The defense has to tackle. The defense has missed some tackles. Defense has to tackle. But South Carolina's going to have to score points, I think, to keep up with Mississippi. And then on the flip side of that, I really think if Mississippi just does their thing offensively, whether it comes naturally or it seems like a little bit of a grind, if they get to 24 points, I don't know if South Carolina can keep up, not based on the first 8 games I've seen.
Thank you very much, Will. Thanks, Will. Some time.
Thank you, brother.
Guys, I always appreciate it.
We'll talk to you during basketball season. Thank you again.
Look forward to it. Take care.
All right, so Ole Miss won't be looking really forward to the next game because that's the Citadel. So you'll be paying, you know, attention to that one.
Yeah, the crowd is going to be jacked. I mean, after winning that game, finally getting over the hump, I think it's going to be electric at night. It's going to be electric.
All day to be in the Grove. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back with text messages and more next.
Can you imagine? Years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes, and the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
Your company's roof is one of your biggest assets, protected with proven expertise. Riverland Roofing is a licensed and insured commercial contractor specializing in fluid-applied roof coating systems that extend your roof's life and save you money. As a certified GAF Coatings Pro Plus contractor, Riverland delivers high-performance coatings backed by 20-year no-dollar limit warranties. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing keeps your investment covered. Learn more at riverlandroofing.com/rebels. Or call 662-638-0562. Kimball Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Kimball Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Friends, the text message line is stacked. It is loaded, and we thank Cannon Cleary McGraw, CCMOxford.com. If you're looking for things in and around the Oxford-LaFayette County area, CCMOxford.com. A ton of people not happy. He was calling us Mississippi, and that he was calling us Mississippi, and not Ole Miss.
I don't think he meant anything by that at all. That's just, you know, some people far away, that's just what they call it.
All right, so we have a bunch, and a bunch about Lane Kiffin. So I'm just going to kind of combine the six or seven that came in. And now that, and of course it's going to be in SEC news at the end of this thing, obviously LSU has become another SEC team to let a coach go, right? We know Florida's open, LSU's open. Other jobs as well.
Auburn could come.
How confident are you Lane Kiffin will be the Ole Miss coach next year?
I'm very confident. I think Lane's got as good a situation here as he could get anywhere, including LSU and Florida. Sure, they have more, maybe more history in the 21st century. But, you know, he's got carte blanche here. You don't get carte blanche at every school. And unless Florida or LSU or another school that opens up promises him the moon, he's already got the moon here. So it's a bird in the hand to me.
Yancey?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's got Carter, he's got Walker, and he's got Glenn Boyce. And none of those other schools have those three. They might have one, maybe situation of two, although that could be LSU or Florida because they only have a president. and he gets to do whatever he wants at Ole Miss. It doesn't matter if he goes down to Boca, flies and goes fly fishing and or deep sea fishing, excuse me, you know, like the Freeze fans got all over Auburn fans got all over Freeze for playing golf. He gets to do whatever he wants. There cannot be a better situation. And he's so Ole Miss, just his attitude, the way he is. I mean, it's a match made in heaven. And I think Lane is I think 5 years ago, he would have jumped and ran, you know. But as he said in the documentary, things are different now, and he's got perspective. And he would been crazy to leave this situation to walk into a hotbed like LSU or Florida. That's my opinion.
We had seven or eight of those, so I didn't read all of yours word for word. We just kind of got it there. Let's start here. Trinidad Chambliss, are we hearing anything on future eligibility?
They're just trying like hell to get him another year, but, you know, no word on it yet.
Yeah, I don't think that comes, Chuck, into the end of the season, does it? The official word on those medical, or whatever he's trying to get.
It didn't for Pavia. Yeah. Pavia didn't hear until January or February, I think.
I think it's going to be after the season before you hear, or if they're seriously in the run in the playoffs in mid-January, somewhere around there like Pavia. I think it, if I had to put percentages, I think the percentages are better that he gets another one than he does not. I mean, he only played in two games that season that counted against his eligibility. So, I mean, I don't see how the NCAA can deny it.
Plus, he's hired himself a lawyer, I heard.
That's right.
Logan Diggs' question, why isn't he more involved in the offense?
No opportunities. I mean, you take Kiwan Lacy out for what reason? I mean,
injuries. Staying fresh.
I mean, the best, he's the best blocking back picking up blitzes that I've seen here in a long, long time.
Long time.
And he can run the ball. I don't take him out in a game like the other day. He didn't have but what? How many carries did he have the other day? It wasn't that many.
Oh, you're talking about against South Carolina, Diggs or Lacy?
Lacy against,
I don't know.
Oklahoma.
He probably had probably around 20, but I haven't looked at the stats there. And, you know, the flow just kind of gets choppy sometimes with Diggs in it. There's been a couple false starts and different things, and I think they get frustrated about that. I don't know that for sure, but I imagine that has something to play with it too. And then Lacy, like Chuck said, is just so good. He's hard to take off the field.
27.
He carried it 27.
27 times for 78 net yards. Trinidad had 12.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's surprising. That's, if I'd known that before I made my comments, I probably would have said Diggs.
I would like to see Diggs. I'd like to see Diggs get some more action and just save his legs. I just want to keep Lacy fresh down the stretch, especially when the playoffs start. And it's like a whole nother season. These players, most of them, haven't played 13, 14, 15, 16 games. So it's going to be a long season.
I hope he doesn't even play against the Citadel.
Someone wants to talk about Andrew Jones, number 44. I thought he came in that Georgia game. We saw him fly around. Well, he had some other plays. And in particular, this texter is talking about a block he made on the kickoff return that kind of opened things up just a little bit. Do we think maybe his playing time will increase?
Obviously it has, and I think it will continue to. You know, obviously.
Chambers didn't even come in the game.
No. Chambers played. Yates is the one didn't play.
Which one?
Yates. 30.
Yes, 30.
Chambers played. But I think Jones is catching up with him and maybe surpassing him in the way he's producing.
Listen, I want to thank all of you at 426-1093. We don't have enough time to get to them. Got to do an injury report here at the back end of it.
Won't take long.
A lot of excitement from the fans after beating Oklahoma and looking forward a little bit. All right, Mississippi Sports Medicine is doing this for us. It's MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
The only one I know of is Daquan Wright.
And
scratched
Kite,
his eye.
Kite came out.
What was his?
I don't know if it was it looked like maybe a hamstring. I'm not sure.
But Daquan came back in the game.
Daquan, and I think Kite even catches, came yes. back in after he got hurt. But, you know, he obviously.
Please don't say hamstring. It might jinx him. Hamstring, oh Lord.
I know it.
Harry Harrison is next. He'll join us on the other side. We'll continue our Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Ole Miss fans, Chris Beard and the Rebels are back. That means fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and block parties. Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats. From Malik Dia and Elias Carmadine and other Rebels, that's points, rebounds, steals, and more. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. The NBA is in full swing. Think Ja Morant will go over 4.5 rebounds for the Grizzlies? I do too. How about 24.5 points? Just a few simple clicks and it's winning time. I speak from experience, and if I can do it, anyone can. It's that simple. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS, Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska. 19 plus in Colorado for some games. 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Hey, this portion of our program is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving us since 1929, 54 locations, six different states. They go the distance for you. Before Harry, hang on just a second there, buddy. We're going to go back and correct something from the last one.
Yeah, Yates played 31 snaps, and Chambers didn't get any snaps. But Jones, Andrew Jones, played 30 snaps. So there it goes right there. Jones parlayed that success against Georgia and took Chambers' spot, basically.
Now, here's the man that called the safety before it happened, Harry Harrison. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Just still trying to wipe the smile off my face coming back from Oklahoma. But, yeah, when he backed it up to 2.5-yard line, I said, we need a safety right here. Let's get points in the ball. And that's exactly number 52 and number 1 were listening. They took care of business.
I tell you what, is it just me, Harry, or when number 1 plays – to that level, and he's done it two or three times this year, the Ole Miss defense just goes to another level.
Well, it is, and and Will Echols, number 52, is a star in waiting. He's a young sophomore that is absolutely going to be a star in the years to come if he's not already. But number 1, Imani Malin, we really needed him to step up his game. He's gotten lost in several of the games, but Saturday was his best game. I think he had a couple sacks and some tackles for losses. And, I thought we exposed Oklahoma's offensive line last year. I think we had 9 sacks in that game. Well, the same thing this year. Their offensive line was better, but we still exposed them on Saturday. They had some injuries up front, and I think their starting right tackle was out. And we used that to our advantage and had several, I think we had 5 or 6 tackles for losses and 3 or 4 sacks in the game. So, that was our best outing defensively from a statistic standpoint. But we left points on the field, guys. We easily could have beat them by 17 points. And I heard today where Coach Venable said, well, they were clearly the best team, talking about Oklahoma. And I'm thinking, well, what game was he watching? But anyway, you take those plays out for them, and they don't score.
Yeah. Their whole offense was on 3 plays.
He said they were the best team?
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
I had several people tell me today he's watching Venable's press conference, and he said, well, we're clearly the best team, blah, 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 let it get away from us. And I'm like, obviously, he's watching a different game than I was.
Well, no wonder he's teetering on losing his job.
Harry, on the injury report, Kite, it looked like he came out. Was it a lower body, upper body? I think he came back in, but what did you see from Kite there? Did he get dinged up?
Who did you just say, Yancey? I didn't get
Antonio Kite.
Antonio Kite, the cornerback.
Kite. No, it was a lower body. It was an ankle or something. I'm not sure. He didn't come back in.
He did not come back
in. I want to say it was an ankle or could have been a hamstring. It might have been a hamstring. Uh-uh. But it was definitely a leg for sure. So I don't know what I'm on the road doing my regular job. I've been all over South Mississippi today, so I'm down at the reservoir talking to you guys, so I didn't get to the press conference today, so I don't know all the ins and outs. I won't get to practice tomorrow, but I'll check in on them Wednesday and see what's going on.
Harry, and also I thought Jalen Bratson had his best game of the season. Obviously, he missed the first few games, and he's just kind of get going, but he played 61 of the 67 snaps. It looks like his role is increasing game by game.
No doubt, he took over for number 3 Sage Ryan Yancey, and I thought that was a good move. And I thought Braxton certainly played his best game by far. I didn't realize he had that many snaps. But, like I say, with the exception of not wrapping that tackle up on the long run and then letting the receiver come across the field and nobody bracketing him, it was a blowout. It could have been. And Of course, the Rebels leave points on the field. We got Stribling in the back of the end zone wide open. We overthrow that toss, and then that's just jitters. That was Simmons' heart rate was racing along a little faster than it would have been had he been in there settling down. But anyway, we certainly had a great opportunity to score seven there and wound up with a field goal.
Well, you know, and Trinidad continues his solid play. The guy just, he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, not many turnovers, and, you know, just steady down the field.
Chuck, the quarterback controversy is over. Trinidad is the quarterback.
Yeah, I would say so.
In case anybody was wondering, between his legs and his you know, ability to create plays, not only with his arm but his legs, and to take care of the ball with no turnovers, you can't ask a quarterback to do any more. Yeah, occasionally gets the ball batted down. We knew that in the preseason camp, his height might be a disadvantage, and that's possibly when they had Simmons down the goal line at 6'4", trying to throw it in the back of the end zone. But Trinidad just gives us so many positive things that there's no way you're going to pull him out of that lineup, that's for sure.
Harry, is that why you think, and that was going to be a question of mine, why they're putting Simmons in on the first and goals or two-point conversions when they're inside the five-yard line just because Simmons is taller?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, and I'm sure they're trying to work Simmons back in that offense some way, Yancey. I mean, he was in on a couple different formations, really tricked, you know, he and especially on that when we went for it on fourth and one or two down in on the wrong end of the field, and we had the bad snap. We had Simmons and Trinidad Chambliss in there, and he just as eye candy and trying to, you know, fake their defense off. And of course, the bad snap didn't fake anybody off, and fortunately, we got on the ball there, but lot turnover on downs. And I thought our defense played really well to hold them to that field goal. That was that was an automatic, as close as it was. So, you know, that our defense played really well. I was hoping, being a defensive guy, I was hoping after that showing we had at Georgia that our defense would snap back, and they really did. And the defense won the game there at the end, and I was happy for them. And I think Kiffin was too. You know, our offense obviously put up some points. You know, we had Haas running down the middle of the field late in the game when we had a fake, and he was going to throw the tight end. But as he ran by both safeties for Oklahoma, they both reached out and grabbed him, which broke his stride. And that's why it looked a lot worse than it really was. And the reason was that Haas was not able to run full speed because both safeties grabbed him. Of course, they don't call holding or interference on them, and they get away with that. But that certainly added to the fact that the ball was overthrown 2 or 3 yards. But had that not happened, he was probably off to the races too.
I didn't know that. I was blaming that on Trinidad.
I didn't.
Chuck, it was more of a defense. He ran right past through both safeties. One guy in the route and play action just absolutely froze everybody. And when he ran through those safeties, they both reached out and broke his stride. There was no doubt about that.
Harry, with plays like that, have you seen more imagination by an offensive staff than what we've seen this year? I mean, it's just there's so many schematic plays, just as the one you just pointed out, that just blows my mind.
Well, Yancey, Kiffin is a genius at using formations and eye candy in the backfield to try to throw off coverage, you know, responsibilities. Just does a great job. I mean, you can talk to the quarterback up until 15 seconds prior to the snap, but we're changing formations. We're running receivers across the field based on what they're lining up to do. And he and Charlie Weiss are just, they're magical at how they're taking those formations and keeping defenses back on their heels and taking advantage of defensive coverages by simply changing formations from one side to the other. Flopping tight ends over H-backs and wide receivers. And I tell you guys, every week there's a new star in the wide receiver room. And this week it happened to be number 17, Winston Watkins. And what a bright future he has.
Wow.
You know, it's interesting you brought up that about the formations and changing plays. The headsets. I noticed the Giants are doing they're kind of taking a page from Ole Miss. They get hurried up to the line of scrimmage, and then they get the defense under their formation, and the defense lines up. Then they play their call from there. because now they've got the hand seeing what the defense is lining up to do. I just think that's just part of Lane's genius.
Yes, it is. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's been doing that for years, but when you got these veteran receivers and a quarterback that gets it. But let me tell you what, the star to me on Saturday, a lot of guys, okay, offensive, the wide receiver room is always good, but the star was Kawan Lacy, because Oklahoma brought blitz a number of times, outside, inside, up the middle, it didn't matter which end. Kawan Lacy stepped up and absolutely rocked whoever was blitzing and just gave Trinidad plenty. I think he had one sack in the game. But Kawan Lacy, besides running for like 78 yards and a touchdown or two, he was just a terror at picking up the blitz. And that really was so good in pass pro that he had plenty of time to stand back there and throw it. And you know, when you look, I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at the stats, but time of possession usually is not a big deal for Ole Miss because your tempo carries us so fast. But we had the ball a clear quarter more than they did. We had the ball 15 minutes more than they did and 27 more plays. So it's like we played a quarter, they didn't have the football. And that was an amazing stat to me. All you had to do was look at those two stats on Saturday and know darn well you won the football game.
Give us your observations of what Ole Miss needs to do Saturday against South Carolina, where South Carolina is right now.
Well, South Carolina, I thought, played Alabama. We were on the plane. I didn't get to see a lot of that. And as I said, I've been on the road now since 6:30 this morning, so I haven't seen any film on South Carolina. But they've just kind of been in a funk, not playing very well. I think their quarterback had a good day on Saturday. It's what I've heard. And then they were driving down to set up the winning field goal, weren't they? Or maybe they were ahead and driving down to beat Alabama, and they had a turnover, and Alabama turned it into a winning touchdown. Is that not what happened? So Ole Miss has definitely got, not just because of a bad record they're bringing in here, certainly is going to have to get off the mat and play as hard as they did this past Saturday defensively, because we know the quarterback can be a real, really game changer for South Carolina.
You were talking about different formations earlier, Harry. On one of the short touchdown runs by Lacy, they put, I think it was Jamarius and Will Eccles in it, kind of a wing back position.
It's a jumbo package, Chuck.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. Those two wiped out the left side of Oklahoma's defensive line, or the right side of the defensive line, our left side. I think all the offensive linemen, Ole Miss offensive linemen, went to the right, and they came to the left and just cleaned it out.
Yes, that's exactly right. They blocked down, went block right, and then those two guys, and they're so much fun to watch. They come in there looking for somebody to hammer.
Uh-huh.
They got 320 pounds each, like two refrigerators you sent in there. And the ball went to the weak side of the formation, and Lacy just simply, you know, danced into the end zone.
Right.
Nobody even touched him.
Right.
So all you had left out there was a safety in the corner, and those two 320-pound guys coming at you. That play was over. He simply walked in the end zone. But just a great setup and call, Chuck. I mean, they studied these defenses at Oklahoma. And let me tell you, Oklahoma's got some players on defense, and they alternate. They had about eight or nine different guys in their front seven, and they played a lot of snaps, and they were not tired. It was a soft field and not a great track, but Ole Miss just had their number. They absolutely – their offensive line. And our offensive line, guys, has gotten better each and every week, and once again Saturday they dominated.
You know, Harry, the best thing you've said tonight, though – in my opinion, and we'll keep this short, Kawan Lacy is as good picking up blitz as any running back we've had here in years.
Yes. I don't ever remember one, and you know, even going back to Deuce McAllister, I don't ever remember anybody, and Deuce was so much better, bigger than this kid. But this kid's only about 205 or maybe 10 pounds at 5'11", but he's not scared, and he absolutely – it's fun to watch, Chuck. It's absolutely fun to watch when he picks up those blitzes. He don't miss. He hits them right in the chest and stalemates those guys. And, of course, we know, you know, yak yards for him is incredible. I bet he's got you know, he had about 75 or 80 rushing yards in the game, but I bet 70 of those were yak yards.
Yeah.
Meaning
after
the initial contact or make you miss, I mean, even in a phone booth, he'll make you miss. He's really incredible.
Mr. Harry, thanks for talking with us again on a Monday night and a Monday morning. It's always good when you get a phone call from Harry early in the day,
too. I enjoyed it, my man.
Always. We'll talk to you next Monday after another W.
Thanks, Harry.
Harry Harrison with us. Let's quickly, before we take the break, do my SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Two Rebels found themselves as players of the week in the SEC. Diego Pounds, co-offensive lineman of the week, part of the line that allowed just one sack against that Oklahoma defense that came into the game allowing just 9 points and 213 yards per game. The Rebels over 400-plus yards. And obviously 34 points. And freshman of the week, Winston Watkins. We just mentioned him.
Winning.
A career day for him on the road with 111 yards on four catches. And look, it's speed to get deep, but he's caught some balls behind him. If he gets close to his hands, Winston's caught the ball.
He's a lot like Elijah Moore. You feel like if you get the ball around him, he's going to catch it.
He's going to catch it.
He's going to do something with it.
Just like Caden Lee. I thought it was hilarious laying on Pat McAfee's show. He was when they were talking about the coaching, you know, carousel and all that. He's like, it's no different than players. He said, you know, when you have a good game as a coach, other schools are going to want you. You have a good game as a player, like Winnie had, you know, talking about Watkins, they go by Winnie. He's like, he's already had three schools call him up and offer more, try to offer more money for next year. So you just don't know.
We'll do recruiting, the good, bad, and ugly, and wrap up the program after a timeout.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
And we'll finish it up. We always thank Harry for being on the program. Will Gunter from South Carolina for being with us as well. Red and Blue Chips Recruiting, it's brought to you by the Grove Collective. They're helping us do everything we're doing in all these sports in and around Ole Miss.
Yeah, the portal's going to be fascinating to watch this year with so many schools with coaching changes. One of them we mentioned last week, Penn State defensive tackle commit, Tavion Branch. He's canceled his Nebraska-Maryland official visits and will be just coming to Ole Miss. I think it's this weekend. It could be the Florida game, but he's the number 36 defensive lineman in the country, 6'4", 300 pounds. I think the tea leaves are pointing towards Oxford. Speaking of defensive linemen, with the coaching surrounding the uncertainty with LSU and who they're going to hire, don't be surprised if Ole Miss tries to crack that door back open with Deuce Gerrels, the son of former Ole Miss defensive lineman Davern Gerrels. Baseball got three huge commitments over the past week, all big time. The number one player out of the state of Mississippi, Columbia Academy, 6'5", 215-pound right-hand pitcher and outfielder Trent Buckley committed to Ole Miss. Warsaw Community, Indiana, 2027, 6'4", 240-pound first baseman corner outfielder Grady Nelson committed to Ole Miss. And Mandeville right-handed pitcher Chuck, he's just 6'2", 175, Grayson Parker, announced for Ole Miss over Arkansas State, Oklahoma, and Southern Cal. All top 100 national prospects. Really good week for the Rebels in the baseball department for the 27 class.
And let's push on into the good, the bad, and the ugly. Brought to you by Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, they've got you covered. Home and business, a GAF Master Elite contractor. Warranties that last a lifetime. Call the number 662-644-4297 or go to the website riverlandroofing.com.
Well, obviously a lot of good and very little bad to go into a venue like Oklahoma's against a 13th or 11th ranked team in the country who also had a 6-1 record, knowing everything that was on the line in regards to the college football playoff, and defeat the Sooners. One hell of an effort by the coaches, the players, and the support personnel. The Rebel offense put up 34 points against the number one ranked defense in the country, and it could have easily been more. Then, for the defense that played so poorly the week before at Georgia, to rise up and make some stops and create some negative yardage plays was really special and a key factor in the game. Let's not forget place kicker Lucas Carnero, who was called on to kick field goals four times and nailed all four. Some standouts were defensive end Prince Will Umana Mellon, who came alive in the game. Defensive tackle Will Eccles, who gets better every game. Freshman wide receiver Winston Watkins, who had four catches for over 100 yards. Quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, who threw for over 300 yards. Tight end Trace Bruckler, who caught a TD pass and caused a fumble, a key fumble, on a Sooner punt return. And then the offensive line, who gave Chambliss plenty of time to operate. I need to throw in Keewon Lacy in there as well. The bad, well, you hate to even bring any bad up, but Kiffin called himself stupid when he put Austin Simmons in the game at quarterback down the goal line, and Simmons threw a pass way over a wide-open receiver in the end zone. You know, asking yourself, why not just leave Chambliss in the game? Also, Kiffin kind of reverted back to his first season when he went for it on a fourth and short from his own 25, and it blew up in his face. That's pretty much two stupids in one game, but in the end, no big deal. The Rebels won anyway.
No doubt about it.
All right, so it's Ole Miss in South Carolina, 6 o'clock, and obviously Coach is calling out needing the crowd to be there, and hopefully, right, because we've had text messages, I think there were two, that were comparing this game against South Carolina to last year's Kentucky game.
It is. It's a lot
like
that.
A lot like that. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kiffin had a shout-out twice to the fans, said it wasn't sold out yet. I think it's technically a sellout, but there's still tickets remaining. There doesn't need to be an empty seat in the house for the next three games. That's what the Ole Miss fan base can do to make sure Kiffin continues to be a Rebel and continue giving that NIL. But we need to pack it out, not only against South Carolina, but against Citadel, too. I know it'll be packed out against Florida. There'll be a lot of people yearning for that game after the Florida fans and how they've acted towards the search of their trying to get Lane and all that. So I'm not worried about that game, but we need to pack it out these next two games.
And listen, you can't take any SEC game for granted.
Nope.
I mean, you know, these
South Carolina should have beat Bama. I mean,
well, these people
they had them beat. They had them beat.
And don't think Lenore Sellers, even though he's kind of up and down, inconsistent, he's a hell of an athlete, and he can beat you.
And what's always given Ole Miss this year's defense the most problems? Quarterbacks that can run, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, it'd be interesting to see. But I think Ole Miss is going to play perhaps their best game of the year this Saturday. I really do. I think kind of the pianos off their bat, and I look for them to really take it up a notch.
I do too, but I just, you know, I worry about the fan base, you know, already predicting that we're in the playoffs. Well, we're not.
Nope.
You know, we got three tough SEC games, and one of them's at Starkville. And let me tell you something, those folks would – they'd give up their right arm to knock us out of the playoffs.
Their Super Bowl, their school history.
Yeah. I'm an analytical guy by being involved in, you know, pro sports and then what, but you got to go win on the field.
Yeah.
Right. Analytically,
right.
Sure, Ole Miss is supposed to win all the rest of these
That's
games.
Right. That's
but
right.
It's not that simple. It's not what
not
was,
in this league.
Not now.
We
nope.
saw last year what can happen.
That's right.
And South Carolina's recruited right along with Ole Miss. They've recruited well these last few years. They've got some players.
Now, whether or not they'll be able to get back up again after that demoralizing
defeat.
That'd
be interesting to see.
I mean, we might beat them 38-0, but then again, it might be 17-16.
I hope not.
let's go for that first one and not the last one.
Yeah. I think Ole Miss is going to play really well. I think it just, I mean, it was tight. And the players didn't play it, but I know I was tight. Saturday. I know everybody I know in the Ole Miss family was tight going in that game. So kudos for them to the distractions, left it out at home and played their best game of the season.
Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Go ahead, Chuck.
I was just going to say we need that kind of effort again Saturday and then, you know, the Citadel. Why is that even on the schedule? Good God almighty.
Let you rest for that state. They'll have, what is it? Is it Citadel, then Florida?
Then Florida, yeah. Then state.
I'm literally yeah. taking it one game at a time.
Yeah.
We don't have to leave this state, though, until something else happens after these final regular season games. Everything else right here close by.
That's right.
All right. Good job. Thank you.
Hotty toddy.